I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. The results of last week's referendum on independence for Southern Sudan have not been formally announced, but they're a foregone conclusion. The Southern Sudanese apparently voted to secede from the North. The Khartoum-based government in Northern Sudan has promised to accept the results of the referendum. That promise might help Sudan improve its relations with the West, but Sudan still has a long way to go before it can shed its status as a pariah state. Matthew Brunwasser reports from Khartoum.
The South Sudanese independence referendum, which wrapped up on Saturday, had strong support from the international community. So if the government in Khartoum wanted to improve its international relations, this issue was the obvious place to start. President Jimmy Carter and his NGO have been involved in Sudan, north and south, since the 1980s.
I think the entire world is watching very closely to see what happens here in Sudan. It'll be very important what the reaction is in Khartoum from President Bashir and his party leaders.
Carter says the diplomatic waters around Khartoum are warming. He says that al-Bashir told him in a meeting that he would accept the referendum results, no matter what they are.
I think this will greatly enhance the general feeling in the international community that Sudan is worthy of support and that those who are responsible for bringing peace to the country, if it should come, deserve credit. So I think it will enhance the reputation of the Sudanese leaders.
The recognition of an independent South Sudan would certainly be welcomed by neighboring countries and help stabilize the fragile region. But observers in Khartoum say that al-Bashir's highly unusual cooperation with the international community doesn't signal a kinder, gentler Sudan. Al-Bakir Mukhtar, who heads a civil society NGO in Khartoum, expects the opposite. He says al-Bashir's rule will become more brutal because he expects the West to tone down its criticism in exchange for cooperation.
As if the government is telling the international community, look, I'm going to give you the South, you give me the North. That means leave me alone, I do whatever I like with the population in the North. I'm going to violate their rights.
Mukhtar says that al-Bashir doesn't even try to hide his planned crackdown. He announced it at the same time as his cooperation with the referendum.
At the same breath, with the same statement, he said, we are not multicultural anymore, so we are going to implement strict Sharia codes. Islam and Sharia is going to be the only source of legislation. Arabic is going to be the official language. We are going to amputate people, we are going to flog them, we are going to implement Sharia without any embarrassment.
For now, Khartoum isn't showing any sign that it cares what the international community thinks. In fact, officials say, Sudan doesn't need to change anything. It's the West that should change its behavior.
They should be fair and they should not use double standards in their relations.
Rabi Abdul Ati is a high-level official of the ruling National Congress Party. When the North signed the 2005 peace treaty with the South, the U.S. was heavily involved. Then as now, Ati says, the U.S. promised to lighten sanctions and take Sudan off the list of state sponsors of terrorism. It never happened.
We hope that they come to a conclusion that they have no reason to adopt such actions and stances against our country, because we have done nothing.
The toughest obstacle to the normalization of Sudan's relations with the West remains al-Bashir's indictment by the International Criminal Court. He's the first sitting head of state to be charged. Rather than address the charges of genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity, Ati focuses on what he sees as Western hypocrisy. Just like the U.S., Ati says, Sudanese don't fall under the jurisdiction of the court.
The same with us also, because we consider that as we are not members, this procedure of ICC should apply on the countries who are enjoying the membership of that agreement. And we consider this as a political issue.
In Sudan, the North and South still rule together in the national government. The constitutional changes expected to follow the separation of the South will create two new states. After helping see off the South on its way to independence, it remains to be seen which role the new North Sudan will play on the international stage. For The World, I'm Matthew Brunwasser in Khartoum, Sudan.